Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's time for Who's Talking on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM. Brought to you by Clinical Research Partners, Ortho Virginia, Town Bank of RVA, TGI Fridays, Crown Acura, TheSaver.com, Canal Capital Management, the Virginia Athletics Foundation, Jeff McDonald and Associates, Maxwell and Associates, Invictus Sales and Marketing, James River Air, and Oaklea Press. Good evening, ACC fans and fellow Wahoos. Welcome to Who's Talking, Season 16, with your hosts Frank Maloney and Jim Hobgood on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM. Tonight's show brings the best of UVA's football, hoops, and Olympic sports. Now, here's Frank and Hobbo.
Hey, hey, hey. We're back in studio, Frank and Hobbo. Neither rain nor sleet. Or even dark clouds and a kind of a lousy second half against Maryland will prevent Who's Talking from rallying to the cause of all the Wahoos.
We're here regardless. Yeah. And unfortunately, Saturday night, I would say mistakes and missed opportunities.
And you know what? It really wasn't. They're the glaring issues. The problem, though, is the trenches. They're just not playing well enough at the point of attack. And you know, it eventually comes back to haunt you, and they're in the red zone. The reason the Cavs had so much trouble is, quite honestly, Maryland disrupted the entire line of scrimmage, and Virginia's own offensive lineman, Blake Skeen or whatever his name is.
Yeah, he caused the fumble in the red zone.
He threw his heel back up and it knocked the ball out of Calandria's hand.
Yeah, so
I'm telling you what, he's running the stairs for the entire week.
Well, unfortunately, even if an offensive lineman makes a mistake, they don't have enough offensive linemen to sit anybody down. They got a couple of guys out for the season. Boley still is not back from his ankle
injury.
Mikhail
Boley hadn't played yet.
That's what I'm saying. So they're in trouble.
He's off the team. He's terminated.
You know, we've talked now for 16 years about the offensive line, and it remains a subject of needed improvement.
You know, I was very excited by the fact that Des Kitchings, the offensive coordinator, worked very hard at the beginning of the game to get the ball to Chris Tyree. And sure enough, they spring the bubble screen for a 65-yard touchdown, but it got called back because Malachi Fields was holding the middle of the jersey. Now, I always thought if on the perimeter like that, if the wide receiver just grabbed the middle of the jersey, that wasn't holding. I thought you had to be outside the numbers. And so it was a little confusing to me. We watched the replay of it several times. And there was a great disagreement. Was it a hold? Wasn't it a hold? The bottom line is he needed to let go. I don't know why he just didn't let go. He had that guy sealed off.
Especially when Tyree had already gone by.
Yeah. Tyree was gone. Let him go. Anyway.
Well, that was disappointing.
Unfortunately,
a number of disappointments.
That was, unfortunately, that set the tone for the game.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm not as...
Who's on the show tonight, Frank?
Hey, we have a big show tonight. Big, 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 big show. We've got former UVA running back Antonio Rice. He knew how to tote the rock. Got Dr. Jody Smith with the Ortho Virginia Injury Report. And we got Chris Wright, the editor and owner of The Saber, joining us. We're going to have a lot of fun. Before any time goes by, I want to remind folks, next week's show is going to be 5 o'clock to 6 o'clock because there's a long Monday night football preview show and the Commanders are playing in Monday night football. That's next week. So that next week's show will be 5 to 6 o'clock.
Yep. So make sure you tune in early. We don't want anybody tuning in at 6 o'clock as we sign off.
Well, while we're waiting for Antonio to ring us, I think it'd be nice right now to do the Canal Capital Management play of the game.
Sounds good to me.
Which, a good friend, Noah Greenbaum, has been a good sponsor. I thought the run by Calandria with literally a second left on the clock when he crossed the goal line to score and give Virginia a 13-7 lead going into the half was about as exciting a play as I've seen in Scott Stadium.
Yeah, and it you would have thought it was a big momentum play. Regrettably, they came out, took the opening kickoff of the second half, promptly did a three and out. I think it was three incomplete passes, kicked the ball to Maryland. They drove the field and took the lead and never turned back.
Well, unfortunately, those field goals and that fumble in the red zone and the Tyree mishap, that play getting called back, those points would have buried Maryland and forced Maryland to become one-dimensional.
Yeah, and interestingly, Virginia had 288 yards of offense in the first half.
And that would have buried Maryland.
And they should have had a bigger lead. And if Calandria doesn't make that play, if he gets tackled before he gets to the end zone, the clock runs out, and Virginia goes to the locker room behind. But it just disappointing outcome, especially the second half. I think the depth question is coming into play, particularly, as you say, in the trenches. The Virginia offensive line, they've already lost some people for the season. As we've said, Boley hasn't played yet, so they're shorthanded.
And I think the guys just got tired. Hold on. Cam Robinson did not play that I'm aware of.
No.
And unfortunately, he is a big-time playmaker at outside linebacker.
Yeah, he's a big piece of the defense.
They've got to have him. And, as good as Trey McDonald played in his place, in the red zone, if the quarterback throws the ball right at you, put your hands up and catch the thing or deflect it in the air. Make it a live football. He let that thing hit himself in the helmet and went out of bounds. Anyway, I'm not going to commit Harry Carey tonight on that thing, but it's just a little strange to me. Anyway, I believe we have Antonio Rice joining us. Antonio, welcome to Who's Talking Tonight.
Hey, gentlemen, how's it going?
Well, I didn't jump off the ledge, but I was very pleased, for the first half of the game on Saturday night, because they showed resolve and they showed determination to get the lead. Then they got the lead, and then they promptly went into halftime and just folded up the tent or something. What happens at halftime?
I mean, that's a great question, right? That's a $100,000 question. It's a you make the halftime adjustments, right? And when you go into the locker room with a lead, I don't know if you anticipate the second half adjustment. Hey, we're going to just keep doing what we're doing, and then your opponent, who was favored in the game,
yes,
they make the adjustments, and then we can't make the, and then we can't counter that during the game time. To not score in the third quarter nor the fourth quarter in the second half. Man, it's tough. It really is tough. But I think I was very pleased with Virginia's effort in the first half. You know, I would love to see
so much better than last year.
Field goals.
Yes, I mean that the effort was there, and I saw you. I think just for a kickoff, and I was looking for the players for Virginia to show some determination and resolve to say, listen, what happened in College Park last year is not happening again. And they went out and did it.
Yeah.
And then it's like did somebody pull the plug on the EV car known as the Cavalier offense?
Well, it's kind of similar to last year. They were ahead at halftime last year up in College Park.
No, they didn't score after the first quarter last year.
But they were ahead at half.
This is different. This is completely different game. And I thought Chris Graham's big article in the paper was wrong. He, Augusta Free Press. I didn't think the two games had anything in common. Up there at College Park, Maryland returned a kickoff for a touchdown. They had a slew of interceptions in the red zone. In this game, it was different. Antonio, you've seen way more football than probably anybody around, and particularly Virginia games. What happened? I still don't understand how there was no offense.
Yeah, I think what happens is you get conservative and you play not to lose. And we've all seen that happen. You play not to lose, and you're really not going out there and playing the way that you play to kind of get you into that spot and to, you know, moving the ball. And sometimes you have to commit to running the football. You just say, hey, we're going to run this thing. And then that sets up everything. I think we just got away from what got us our success early.
But hey, and so, hey, hold on. You've touched on something. In the red zone at the beginning of the game, they got down there, and on first down, they ran the ball, I think, to Kobe Pace. Then they threw the ball on second and third down. On third down, there was nobody open, so Calandria started to try to scramble as the pocket collapsed, and that's when Blake Steen kicked the ball out of his hands. My question to you is, what was Dez Kitchings, the offensive coordinator, doing? They're inside the five, weren't they?
Yeah.
Yes.
Let them run. Why weren't they running the football? Yeah. Tony Elliott talks about running the football.
Yeah. So, look, sometimes I think, and I'm old school, fellas. You guys know I'm old school. And, you know, I'm cut from a different cloth. And so, we're going to run the darn football, man. We're going to run that thing. We're going to impose our will, and we're going to get the ball in its own. And it's easy for me to say when we got some pretty darn good running back, man. I love Xavier Brown. I love Greasy, and Pace speaks for himself. I think we got the guys, and up front we have the experience up front to just make a decision. We're going to run this thing. Football is not difficult. Don't make it difficult.
Right.
I think we could have punched it in. I think we got away from the running the football.
If anything, that's one of the few times I would say we're in four down territory. We're going to ram this thing down their throat. They had Maryland on their heels. Granted, the Chris Tyree bubble screen touchdown that was called back, but they clearly caught Maryland off balance. Maryland was totally ineffectual to start the game. There you are at the 5-yard line. I'd have told those guys in the huddle, we're running it in. Somebody get a helmet on a helmet, and let's drive these blankety blanks into the end zone and get a touchdown.
I mean, again, back in my day, and I hate to keep saying that, you know, we had a guy named Jim Dombrowski. Everybody knew where we were going.
Well, you know, Antonio, and I'm not taking, I mean, obviously you were a very talented back, but you also had some guys up front that were very talented as well. So, you know, we had the guys returning on the offensive line. The question is, are they capable of getting the push that you need to get into the end zone in that situation?
I think right now we're experienced enough, and we have the depth on the offensive line to be able to impose our will a little bit. I think so. Now, Maryland, it looks like up front in that 3-4 that they run. I mean, they got some monsters out there, down there. I got to tell you, and I thought we handled them very well in the first half. I thought we did, and so again, it's imposing your will. Football is hat on hat. The game is won in the trenches, and I think we had opportunities to be able to do that. And so you're right. So that's a great question in terms of, hey, do we have the guys to be able to do it? We were doing it. It was happening. We were doing a great job of pass protecting. We were staying ahead of the sticks, right? That's the other big thing. You know, we didn't really get into a whole lot of third and longs in the first half. We were managing and controlling the line of scrimmage. And so I think we do have the guys. But we have our center, Brian Stevens, is on the watch list. We have some guys. So it's hard to figure out what happened, how the bottom fell out in the second half, and then why are we not just looking each other in the eye saying, hey fellas, we're punching this thing in.
Antonio, you must have gone into a tunnel or something. We can barely hear you. I'm wondering, Mikhail Boley has not played this year, and Virginia's been playing with Jack Whitmer, granted a senior, but certainly someone that was not expected to be starting these first three games, and he's played every down over there at left tackle, and in most cases, Whitmer has acquitted himself quite well. But where is Boley? Is Boley? Nobody will tell me what the injury is, and Coach Elliott keeps saying he's day to day. Well, if he's so darn day to day, what? Why is he missing three games?
Yeah, that's a great question. I like to think that I'm in the know, but there's certain things that I don't know, and that's one of them. That's one of them.
Well, I'm not sure. I read somewhere it's an ankle issue.
It's got to be more than an ankle.
Well, who knows?
All right. Antonio, we got to leave it there. We want to thank you, as always, and we appreciate you joining us tonight to commiserate a little bit, because it looked like Virginia had a good chance to win this one. All right.
Yeah, we'll talk again soon, Antonio. Thank you.
All right, the next segment, we've got Dr. Jody Smith joining us for the Ortho Virginia Injury Report. Stay with us. We're Who's Talking.
Jeff McDonald & Associates is a personal injury and workers' compensation law firm based out of Richmond, Virginia.
For over 25 years, our attorneys at Jeff McDonald & Associates have been standing up to big insurance bullies for our clients.
With our no-fee guarantee, you will owe us nothing until you have won your case.
If you or a loved one has suffered an injury or been wronged, just call the 804-888-8888.
Looking for an SUV that delivers both power and comfort? Visit us at Crown Acura of Richmond.
Check out the RDX, designed for those who crave style and performance. And for families, the MDX offers space for seven with all the power you need. At Crown Acura of Richmond, we make your car buying experience simple and stress-free.
Stop by 8704 West Broad Street or visit us online at crownacurarichmond.com. Crown Acura of Richmond, where performance meets convenience.
Canal Capital Management is a fully integrated wealth planning firm whose singular focus is on growing and in protecting the wealth of their clients. Canal's unique approach provides an array of services, including investment management, tax and financial planning, real estate management, business consulting, and family office services.
Canal Capital Management and former UVA kicker Noah Greenbaum are proud supporters of Who's Talking. Canal was built for a single purpose, to provide clients with a simple, understandable process to grow, protect, and eventually transfer their wealth.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Call at Clinical Research Partners. We need you to participate in clinical trials to help bring tomorrow's medicines here today. Without you, there are no new medicines. So call us today at 804-477-3045 and see if we have a clinical trial for your health issue. We'll be enrolling in flu studies this fall. You could help make the difference for many other folks. With your problems, think of it. You could be somebody else's hero. Clinical Research Partners, advancing medicines to improve lives.
The next time you're looking to catch a game with friends or family, check out what TGI Fridays has going on.
Relax and take in Richmond's premier TV package with $5 happy hour appetizers and drinks, like our steakhouse meatballs, loaded potato skins, pan-seared pot stickers, mozzarella sticks, and our signature Long Island iced teas.
And don't forget what Friday's is known for: delicious cocktails, cold beers, and incredible daily and weekly specials to end your workday like you deserve.
Maxwell & Associates is a full-service accounting and business advisory firm with a large focus on business sales for Main Street and lower middle market businesses. With three offices in Richmond and a team of CPAs and enrolled agents, Maxwell & Associates offers tax prep services, bookkeeping, payroll services, along with full-service business brokerage offerings, including succession and growth planning, mergers and acquisitions, and post-business sale consulting. Call 804-200-8442 to speak to Jim.
This is Hugh Joyce with James River Air. Our professional technicians have years of experience. We use the highest quality tools and equipment, and we have the resources to get the job done right the first time. You might think that would cost more, but it doesn't. It saves you time, saves you worry, and ultimately saves you money. Let James River Air help with your heating, cooling, electrical, and plumbing needs. Call the professionals at 1-800-COMFORT.
Hello, this is Kevin Lang, a proud UVA graduate and member of your local Town Bank team. Being part of a team builds character in any arena. Together we can accomplish more than we thought was possible. Get to know the local team at Town Bank. We're members of your community ready to open the door to new possibilities. Discover the difference at Town Bank, where we're serving others and enriching lives. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
All right, let's do it. Who's Talking? Season 16 with your hosts, Frank Maloney and Jim Hobgood on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
All right, welcome back. Who's Talking tonight? Frank and Hobbo in studio, as we've been every Monday night for a number of years now. Season 16, we were even here during COVID.
Yep.
Nobody else was in the building, but we were here.
This is show number 532.
And we're expecting to hear from Dr. Jody Smith here momentarily with the ortho injury report, but Frank has a comment.
All right, so here's the injuries we know of. We know Mikhail Boley was a scratch. He did not play. We know that Cam Robinson, the outside linebacker, also was a scratch. We think Robinson is a sprained knee, and we believe that Boley, all 313 pounds of him, it's an ankle. I tell you what.
That's what I've read. I mean, I hope the source is correct.
Yeah, who knows? Anyway,
hopefully both of them will be available soon.
During the game, Brian Stevens, the center, and Ty Furnish, the right guard, who had to rotate in as the center when Stevens went out, they both got hurt. And I noticed that Furnish was heaving his guts out on the field.
Yeah, I noticed that. That was on TV.
Yuck.
A little tough to watch.
Not good. Kempton Shine had a little injury on a sideline play where he was diving at the feet of a running back, and he slid 15 yards. It was almost like he was on some sort of water slide, the way he slid past the play. But then he went back in the game. I know that Xavier Brown got hurt at one point. But then I think he came back.
I think he did.
The running back.
Got up and got off the field under his own power. Hopefully whatever happened was very minor.
I think there was a player that got poked in the eye at some point, but I don't know which player it was. And then they said that they were all right. Just had to irrigate the eye with some saline to make sure that, nothing, foreign particles got in there.
Yeah, I'm surprised more people don't wear the shield over the eyes.
Well, it depends on, I think, how certain players breathe. And if the shield fogs up,
that's true.
It's of no use to you.
On a hot day, if it's humid, would be a problem.
Some guys breathe down lower, and it doesn't affect it. But I tried that mask, and I couldn't wear a mask.
Yeah. It would definitely obscure your vision if it was a hot, humid day and you had some moisture on the visor.
One thing that I did notice during the game, Daniel Sparks in the second half had a punt that he sort of kicked rugby style, and I noticed that the two previous punts were line drives, and I have to think that his leg is fatigued or strained, and I wouldn't be surprised if he doesn't kick all week because he was not right. That second half, those were not good.
Hope he doesn't have a hamstring or anything of that sort. That would certainly impact a punter big time.
Well, anything in the leg,
right?
You know. Anyway,
otherwise he's an extraordinary punter.
It was good to see Chris Tyree finally running with, real speed and agility, and looked very nimble. So he looks like his foot has healed up, and that should bode well in the games ahead. They've got to get Tyree going because his speed will force the safeties to make adjustments, and that will open up the sideline more for Malachi Fields, Trell Harris, Andre Green. I saw Andre Green in the game. I don't remember that they targeted him with any passes. So get the ball to my man from St. Christopher's, dadgummit. All right.
Yeah, we need to have a little local flavor here.
All right. I think we're going to jump to break here. We've covered all the injuries that I'm aware of. We come back on the other side. We have Chris Wright of the Sabre, and he is always terrific. We will talk about the whole ACC. We'll talk about Virginia's upcoming opponent, Coastal Carolina, which now suddenly becomes a very important game for the Cavaliers.
Absolutely.
All right, stay with us. Who's Talking continues in just a few minutes.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
When it comes to UVA athletics, our sense of community is a great strength. Hi, I'm Kevin Lang, Executive Vice President at Town Bank and a proud Virginia graduate. As a local bank, we know that a strong community is a win for everyone. We're in the game to help local businesses, community partners, and individuals and families set and achieve their financial goals. Find out how Town Bank is serving others and enriching lives. Member FDIC. Equal housing limit.
Hi, this is Boyd Rawls. I'm an orthopedic hand surgeon specializing in hand, wrist, and elbow injuries. I'm a diehard Wahoo who completed nearly all of my training at the University of Virginia. Ortho Virginia is the largest multi-specialty orthopedic practice in Virginia. We have offices in Richmond, Lynchburg, Northern Virginia, and Virginia Beach. Our dedicated certified hand therapists will work hard to speed your recovery. For more information, please visit our website, orthovirginia.com.
This is Hugh Joyce with James River Air. What does it take to be a professional technician? Years of experience, dedication to the job, the willingness to listen, the skills to get the job done, and the confidence to guarantee results. It takes a lot to be a professional, but it doesn't take much to find one. Let James River Air help with your heating, cooling, electrical, and plumbing needs. Call the professionals at 1-800-COMFORT.
Maxwell & Associates is a full-service accounting and business advisory firm with a large focus on business sales for Main Street and lower middle market businesses. With three offices in Richmond and a team of CPAs and enrolled agents, Maxwell & Associates offers tax prep services, bookkeeping, payroll services, along with full-service business brokerage offerings, including succession and growth planning, mergers and acquisitions, and post-business sale consulting. Call 804-200-8442 to speak to Jim.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having to face the noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You know, with UVA, I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan. TheSaber.com.
Thank you to all Virginia Athletics Foundation members for your support of Virginia Athletics. This is Cam Robinson, linebacker for your Virginia Cavaliers.
Hi, this is Fraven Family Head Football Coach Tony Elliott. I encourage you to make a gift to the Virginia Athletics Foundation to help cover the cost of scholarships and operations as we build the model program.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555 or visit virginiaathleticsfoundation.com.
Invictus Sales and Marketing is the fastest growing electrical sales agency in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Led by former Wahoo Paul Collins, class of 90, and his partner Pete Houston, Invictus is your go-to for any of your electrical needs.
From residential to commercial and industrial, Invictus can help you pick out what you need and get it when you need it.
Invictus is derived from the Latin word invicta, meaning undefeated.
All of the lighting upgrades across Scott Stadium and the Pergolo Lighting are represented by Invictus Sales and Marketing.
The future of Virginia football is very bright.
Looking for an SUV that delivers both power and comfort? Visit us at Crown Acura of Richmond.
Check out the RDX, designed for those who crave style and performance. And for families, the MDX offers space for seven with all the power you need. At Crown Acura of Richmond, we make your car buying experience simple and stress-free.
Stop by 8704 West Broad Street or visit us online at crownacurarichmond.com. Crown Acura of Richmond, where performance meets convenience.
Nobody covers the Wahoos quite like these two. You're listening to Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hobgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
All right, we're back. Who's Talking? Segment 3. And we're delighted to have old friend, confidant, contributor, sponsor, all-around great guy, Chris Wright, joining us. Chris, how are you, sir?
Doing great. Ready to get to basketball like Habbo. But
hey, that's a good point. When does basketball practice officially start? It's like, what, 45 days prior to the first game?
That sounds right to me. So we're within the week to 10 days here where official late September, early October practice gets going.
Since we're talking basketball, my understanding is there are two Cavaliers that are wearing casts, plus who knows, is Eli Gertrude in like a body bag, or what's going on? Tell me what's happening.
Yeah, obviously Elijah Gertrude is out for the season. They've already announced that, but there are some murmurs flying that Blake Buchanan has been in a boot cast sort of on the lower leg.
Yep.
And then a rumor about Jalen Worley being in a cast at the football game this weekend. So
yeah, Worley in his left wrist or hand.
So you get, you know, preseason whatever injuries. The question is how long term are any of those things, and that's the part we don't know right now.
Hey, I was a player.
A long ways away from,
you get those from kind of football injuries to get out of practice. That's what that's all about. You know, they'll be fine by November the 6th.
Yeah, it's a long time to November the 6th, but it's obviously concerning because those are two guys that are expected to be in the rotation.
Absolutely.
So you hope that they're both short-term.
Hey, let me ask you this. You're a coach for the Albemarle women's high school team. What goes on at the Virginia football halftime locker room? Apparently, we're not making the kind of adjustments we need to make.
That is fascinating, isn't it, right? They've outscored their opponents in the other three quarters. But the third quarter, they have not, like up for, over the balance of three games, right? So what is going on in that quarter that is so bad? And it's definitely been bad these last two games. It was horrible against Maryland. The players after the game had no answer. You know, that question was asked a lot in the post-game media scrum, and they were like, well, maybe we just have to execute better, or, you know, we had a lot of energy and momentum. We were excited to come back out and play after scoring that late touchdown in the first half, but then we went three and out. Maybe we just need to execute on that first drive better, which is what they did against Richmond, if you think about it. They came right out of that rain delay and immediately drove.
Yep.
But the other two games, they've come out and gone three and out, or, you know, four plays and out or whatever. So, yeah, I think that first drive after halftime is the place they should start first, is we got to be great on this drive. What are our best plays? What are our money plays that we can go to coming out of the locker room for that very first drive?
All right, let's do this. The coaches never talk about looking ahead, but that doesn't prevent sports journalists from looking ahead. Suddenly, the Cavs are 2-1, and now they're traveling down to South Carolina to play the Chanticleers.
The Chanticleers, Conway, South Carolina, wherever that is.
It must be near Myrtle Beach, but Coastal Carolina. And suddenly, this game is very important because after the bye week, the Wahoos play Boston College and Louisville, and those teams look pretty good to me. So, Chris, tell us how this is going to play out.
So the Coastal Carolina game is really, really big in terms of the big picture, right? If they're going to even have hopes of sniffing even remotely a bowl game, this is one you have to have. That's just right off the top. And then if you want to talk about, you know, just beating Vegas's win total, which was in the 4-4.5 games range, you need to win this game. It's super important just for that, to show improvement from the previous 2-3 win campaigns, right? Yep. This one is big in terms of that big picture stuff, but you're also weighing all kinds of injuries, right? Like, do you push Mikhail Boley this week? Do you push Cam Robinson this week because the game's so important big picture-wise, or do you try to buy them more time with a bye week because technically you're still 1-0 in the conference and in the conference race? I don't think anyone on the outside is considering that realistic, but you know how coaches think, right? We're 1-0 in the conference. We have two home games coming up after that. You know, that we could be right in the thick of this thing if we can improve on a few things. So it'll be interesting to see how they treat Coastal Carolina, because I think big picture-wise, fan momentum, all of that, it's massive. But conference race, it means nothing. So how are they going to juggle all of the kind of competing interests that go on with that?
Well, this is a game, if they don't win this game, that would be devastating, I think, to the program. Because as you say, as Frank said, BC is obviously much better than people thought at the beginning of the year. Louisville has got all sorts of new, improved players.
And they've paid a lot of money for those players.
And then they go to Clemson after that, game at Clemson.
And then they got Carolina at home. I mean,
so we've said all along, the back half of the schedule is brutal. So clearly, and I think Virginia's, what, 3.5-point road favorite this weekend.
Yep.
That implies it's going to be a competitive game.
It would have been much more if Virginia had played a good second half.
Yeah, probably.
Shouldn't have played a lousy second half, particularly in the trenches.
So here's the way I would put it. So yep. far in the Tony Elliott era, there yep. have been opportunities
yep.
to win a sort of program-changing game. Yep. Doesn't mean defining or that they're going to get it all figured out. But this is an opportunity to kind of change the vibe around the program. That's what this kind of game is. You know, last year he called the Carolina win on the road a program win, and then they lost four of their last five. He called the Wake Forest game 2 weeks ago a program win, and now they've lost the one right after that. If this becomes four losses in a row, that's a major, major kind of like red flag, right? That
yeah,
there is no way to turn this around. That's how important I think this game is.
He can't go 0-4 after the bye.
No.
You know, yeah, I agree with that.
And I'm particularly talking about the four games right after the bye and before the second bye. He's got to find a way to go at least 2-2 in there. If he can win the game at Coastal Carolina, that would give him five wins going into the last four games of the schedule. And I think the team would rise up and play the kind of ball they need to play in late October, November.
And the sad news is I think coming off the Wake Forest rally, the come-from-behind win, I think there was a little momentum, enthusiasm,
and
even among the fan base.
There was hope. And you could hear the fans in the first half in Scott Stadium on Saturday night. They were revved up.
And the first quarter, honestly, the first quarter, Virginia played really well
yep.
and then didn't capitalize on it.
Yep.
And so the air kind of came out of the balloon after that. So anytime they've gotten a chance so far
yep.
to make a big moment happen, they haven't been able to rise to that occasion in the Elliott era yet. So this is the next challenge, right? To win as a road favorite. Big.
Yeah, Chris, Coastal Carolina, look, they beat Jacksonville State. They beat William & Mary pretty easily in Temple. So they're 3-0. You have to believe they're looking at this game as a big game. You got a Power Four team coming to town. This is the kind of, you know, they don't host teams from the ACC very often, maybe never. So do you know anything about Coastal Carolina, any particular strengths or weaknesses of the Chanticleers?
Well, they have a new quarterback because the star quarterback they had got hired away.
He transferred.
He went in the portal and got a lot of
yeah.
money. The wide receiver that broke all those records, either he graduated or went pro. So I really don't know.
So they're rebuilding to some degree.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. So the starting quarterback, whose name escapes me right now off
yes.
the top of my head, is a
yep.
State of Virginia kid.
Hmm.
So you know that he's going to be motivated, right? Playing the team. The fans are certainly going to be motivated, Power Four team, and all of that. So, and it's going to be, what, 80-some degrees down there, I think I saw? So
yes.
The humidity and cramping and all of that.
Yeah, 2 o'clock in the afternoon
kick. This team has to – some of these guys have been playing a lot of snaps already, and this is where the depth thing comes in. You saw it on the offensive line Saturday when a couple guys went down, how bad it got in a hurry. The depth will be challenged this week, too. So a lot of challenges on the table. I'm just curious to see what this team has in it. But, you know, what do they have in terms of a gut-check moment for the program? And what do they do to kind of show that on the field?
Well, what you tell your players, take care of the basketball. In football, it's take care of the football. We just can't turn it over four times. And our margin of error is too small to turn it over four times.
Look, it's very simple. Everybody has to block better, run better, catch better, secure the ball better. It's the whole team. It's... You know, Malachi Fields had a weird play, and then the tight end got loose down the field, and a ball came loose, and I don't remember what happened to that play with Neville, but, you know, you got an offensive lineman kicking the ball out of the hands of the quarterback. I mean, you know, hey, Chris, in the first quarter, Virginia was down there around the 5-yard line, and they ran the ball on first down and got a couple of yards with pace, and then they tried to throw the ball twice. My question to you is, does Des Kitchings know that Tony Elliott wants to run the ball?
I just know that they have trouble running the ball when the other team knows they're going to run it. They do pretty good when they kind of catch people off guard or it's a little bit of a quick hit or a misdirection or whatever. Mm-hmm. But by and large, other than Xavier Brown, so
yep.
far, when the other team knows they're going to run, they haven't done that great with it. Now, I will say this. If I have second and goal on the two, the 2.5, which is what they had, I'm bringing the Grady Bunch in for three straight plays.
Why didn't they do that?
But I'm not calling the plays. So well, to me, that's a no-brainer because we saw last year that they have a couple plays off of that that can be a fake run, and then they leak Greasy out for a touchdown last year, if I remember correctly.
Well,
so there are other stuff you can do out of that package, or you could just try to bully your way in. That would be a no-brainer to me.
Why are they not using Greasy more? And Sackett Wood looks like he's been relegated to the school choir or something. He's got good hands. I just do not understand Des Kitchings. He's, as far as I'm concerned, so far, there are quarters where he just, to me, loses it. And then there's quarters he looks brilliant. The guy just is a hit or miss.
Yeah, Virginia fans have felt like that for a while, right? Like Robert and I as well seem to be Jekyll and Hyde sometimes with play calling or finding the rhythm or whatever it is. So in the red zone in particular, I think fans are frustrated because a lot of points have been left on the table by Virginia. They are in the bottom 15 in the country in red zone touchdown percentage. So they're not executing very well inside the 20, whether that's the play calls themselves or the players executing what is called. It's probably a little bit of both, right?
You know how you become a area of the field. You know how you become a smart coach? You got to win. When you start winning, you get a lot smarter.
Well, even when they were 2-0, Jim, nobody said that. Look, Boley, is it a sprained ankle or is there something else going on at left tackle?
So he had a high ankle sprain in camp on the same ankle that had surgery this offseason. He was dealing with that late last year, had surgery, sat out the spring. So they're being super cautious with how they're going about it, because if he re-injures it again, you know, what does that mean for his long-term health, his future, and also just the rest of the season, right? Would you rather slow play it for these four games and have him for all eight at the back end, or would you rather risk it and maybe get him for two and sit for three and then get him for one, right? I just think they're being cautious because it's the same ankle.
Right. Tell me about Furnish. Is he okay? He was losing it on the field.
Had a little vomit there, right?
Yeah, so what was that about?
Coach Elliott said in the post-game media that a couple of like sort of viral type bugs had gone through the team last week. Some guys on the scout team had been sick during the week. So the hope, I think, is that it's just a bug that went through.
Okay. Tell me, Stevens went out of the game. We could not tell what that injury was. Then he came back. Is he okay? Play center.
Okay enough to play, I guess is the way to put that, right?
Yes.
We don't know how good or bad he is, but he came back in and didn't look quite the same, but sort of held his own, at least in pass blocking.
He's got hip issues, right?
I think he had surgery on both hips in the offseason.
Yep.
Four of the five starters at the end of last year had surgery like 10 days after the finale.
Oh, yeah, and there's a defensive lineman that everybody goes crazy talking about who never plays because he's got the same hip problems that Stevens has. What's his name? I can't do it. He's the one that they say has NFL potential.
I'm not sure off the top of my head. Obviously, hips in the trenches are a big deal, right?
Yep, sure.
Pad level, you got to get low and do all that. So if anyone in those positions are having hip problems, you can imagine how that affects their play.
Hey, as somebody that has two artificial hips thanks to Ortho Virginia's Vince Dalton, I can't imagine playing football if your hip was hurting. So I can understand
that sponsor
reluctance.
Segue was like, you get an A-plus double gold star for that sponsor segue.
Hey, Chris, pass rush. Chico Bennett has become much more active in the last game and a half to two games, and he's making plays around the field like he used to. He's playing the left edge. Meanwhile, Cam Butler can't get sacks, and isn't that his thing?
So he apparently has been a little nicked up as well, but I will say this, Pro Football Focus, for whatever people agree with their analysis and their grades or not, Pro Football Focus had Cam Butler as the highest rated player on defense this past game and against Richmond. So two of the first three, he's been the highest rated player on defense. Pro Football Focus credited him with six hurries against Maryland.
Well, we're gonna have to leave it right there. Chris, thank you for everything you do for Who's Talking and all your good work with the Saber. It's a fantastic site, and all UVA fans should go to the Saber and and take advantage of all the good information.
Thank you, Chris. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Chris. All right, we're going to go to break. Come back on the other side. We've got the Friday's Olympic report. Stay with us.
This is Hugh Joyce with James River Air. There are lots of things that can go wrong with a heating and cooling system. We've seen them all. Whether you're installing a new system or servicing an old one, we have the professional technicians to get the job done right. Guaranteed, or your money back. Don't worry if things go wrong with your system. Relax, knowing we'll make it right. Let James River Air help with your heating, cooling, electrical, and plumbing needs. Call the professionals at 1-800-COMFORT.
Finding a reputable law firm can be a daunting task, especially in the midst of a crisis. But Jeff McDonald and Associates is here to help.
Jeff McDonald Associates is a personal injury and workers' comp law firm based in Virginia.
For over 25 years, our team has been helping injury victims get the compensation they need after a serious accident disrupts their life.
Injured? Don't wait. Just call the Yates. 804-888-8888.
Thank you to all Virginia Athletics Foundation members for your support of Virginia Athletics. This is Cam Robinson, linebacker for your Virginia Cavaliers.
Hi, this is Fraven Family Head Football Coach Tony Elliott. I encourage you to make a gift to the Virginia Athletics Foundation to help cover the cost of scholarships and operations as we build the model program.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555 or visit VirginiaAthleticsFoundation.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Call at Clinical Research Partners. We need you to participate in clinical trials to help bring tomorrow's medicines here today. Without you, there are no new medicines. So call us today at 804-477-3045 and see if we have a clinical trial for your health issue. We'll be enrolling in flu studies this fall. You could help make the difference for many other folks. With your problems, think of it. You could be somebody else's hero. Clinical Research Partners, advancing medicines to improve lives.
The next time you're looking to catch a game with friends or family, check out what TGI Fridays has going on.
We are now offering 10 new value meal deals starting at $9.99, or try our new Friday's Feast menu where you can pick either two or three of your favorites. From hand-breaded chicken tenders or shrimp, whiskey glazed chicken breast, and Friday's big ribs.
And don't forget what Friday's is known for. Delicious cocktails, cold beer, and incredibly daily and weekly specials to end your workday like you deserve.
Hello, I'm Dr. Owusu Achai with Ortho Virginia. I'm an orthopedic surgeon specializing in sports-related injuries. My Richmond office focuses on minimally invasive hip labral repairs and ACL knee surgeries. As a recognized expert in sports hip injuries and the chair of hip arthroscopy for Ortho Virginia, I lead a dedicated team that delivers top-tier care in sports medicine. Our team provides excellent care to level the playing field for our patients and their communities. To learn more, go to orthovirginia.com.
Looking for an SUV that delivers both power and comfort? Visit us at Crown Acura of Richmond.
Check out the RDX, designed for those who crave style and performance. And for families, the MDX offers space for seven with all the power you need. At Crown Acura of Richmond, we make your car buying experience simple and stress-free.
Stop by 8704 West Broad Street or visit us online at crownacurarichmond.com. Crown Acura of Richmond, where performance meets convenience.
Canal Capital Management is a fully integrated wealth planning firm whose singular focus is on growing and in protecting the wealth of their clients. Canal's unique approach provides an array of services, including investment management, tax and financial planning, real estate management, business consulting, and family office services.
Canal Capital Management and former UVA kicker Noah Greenbaum are proud supporters of Who's Talking. Canal was built for a single purpose, to provide clients with a simple, understandable process to grow, protect, and eventually transfer their wealth.
The only way to get closer to the Cavaliers is to make the team. This is Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hobgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
We're back. Final segment of tonight's show. Got a little Olympic news. Of course, the Olympic report brought to you by our friends at Friday's, and Frank's got the line here.
They're brought to you by our friends at the three RVA Friday's. New lunch, new happy hour, same great bar, in here, it's always Fridays.
Absolutely. Field hockey, ranked number 3 in the nation. They won.
By the way, this is Hobo's favorite sport.
Absolutely. I love the ice hockey and field hockey.
With a stick.
I would probably be better at field hockey because I don't skate very well. My wife will tell you that. But anyway, they won 2 games last week to go to 5-0, including an overtime win yesterday over American I think that was in College Park, Maryland, for some reason. But anyway, women's soccer. They were ranked number 2. They beat Miami on Thursday, but they did lose their first game of the season on Sunday against Wake Forest.
So 3-0.
They're 8-1 on the season. This will be of interest to Frank. You know, we don't talk enough maybe about men's golf. They're ranked number 6. And they won the Inverness Intercollegiate Championship, and there were like 10 or 12 teams in that, including last year's national champion, Auburn.
By the way, I believe this is the highest the men's golf team at UVA has been ranked, certainly as long as we've been on the air, the 16 years we've been on the air.
And that's Coach Sarge Bowen, is that?
Bowen Sargent.
Bowen Sargent.
Great guy.
All right. Men's soccer, they tied Wake Forest 1-1. Last Friday night, I think that game, I don't know if that game was home or away, but regardless, a tie with the Deacons. And, of course, women's volleyball, they won 3 games, including beating West Virginia and Liberty. They are up to 8-1 on the season, and I think that's their best start in many, many years. So we're going to move on to ACC football play.
Yes, this football!
This is when I become the moderator and Frank becomes the expert. Let's get on the list of the key games. NC State at Clemson. How do you see that one?
You know what? Suddenly, for NC State, it's crucial. It's crucial, but I don't think they're going to get it. They're just not playing. I watched some of this game against LA Tech, Louisiana Tech, and they did not look good most of that game. Tech was able to move the ball.
And Tigers are still tough in Death Valley.
I think the Tigers prevail.
All right, Madison. I think your daughter is an alumnus of Madison.
JMU.
They go to Carolina to play the Tar Heels.
This is an opportunity for the Dukes to make an impression on the Heels. We'll see. This is a tall order. Carolina's backup quarterback has now had some games under him, and Carolina should be ready. They got a great running back in this kid. I think his name is Hammond or Hampton.
Yeah, Carolina always has talent.
They got a good running back.
How about the Rutgers club going to Hokie Land on Saturday at 3:30? Tech looked a little better the last week.
Tech has rebounded from their bloody nose at Vandy. However, Rutgers is a big, strong, powerful team. And this thing is going to be won and lost in the trenches.
Yeah, it could be competitive.
If the Hokies don't meet, you know, the brute force of Rutgers early, this could be a game that will upset the Hokie fans.
All right, Michigan State. Sparty goes to Boston College. That's the 8 o'clock prime game on the ACC network. Obviously, BC lost a tough game on the road against Missouri, but the Eagles are playing well.
I see Boston College winning this thing. It will be tight, but Boston College, I think they learned their lesson. The quarterback won't be throwing many balls down the middle of the field like that turnover that basically cost him the game.
Yeah. And, you know, kind of an interesting game. The California Bears, a newcomer to the ACC, goes to Florida State to play at Doak Campbell against the 0-3 Noles.
You know what? I see Cal pulling this off as an upset. This would make the Seminoles 0-4, which, to my knowledge, would be the first time first time ever that the ACC preseason favorite has ever started out 0-4.
Yeah, I can believe that.
Here's the thing. Hold on. Let me tell you about Cal real quick. I met the running back at ACC Media Days, Jaden Ott. He had 1,600 yards rushing last year.
That's pretty good.
Listen, Jaden Ott is the real deal.
He sounds like it.
He's built kind of like Tiki Barber physically, and he has the jets. Once he gets through that, you know, the linebacker level, if he gets out near the sideline, he's gone.
Sounds like it's good that we don't play California this year. And then last but not least, Virginia goes to Coastal Carolina. How do you see that one as we wind up things here?
I see this being a rough and tumble affair for the Cavaliers. They will attempt to exert their will on the opponent, and I expect the offensive line to bounce back and have four good quarters. I believe the defense will play as well as they did against Maryland, which was pretty good. And if Daniel Sparks, Virginia's punter, is okay, and I wonder about his leg, I think Virginia will win this game by 7 points.
Good. It's a game we have to have. Next week, don't forget, we're on the air at 5 o'clock, not 6, and we'll have Dave Glenn, Mike Mullins, and Dr. Boyd Rawls,
Dr. Boyd Rawls, correct.
Unless we missed Jody Smith this week. We'll look forward to having him back soon. But 5 o'clock for Who's Talking next Monday night.
Cavaliers need to bounce back. This is a very, very important week of practices before they hit the road to go down to South Carolina. To Conway, South Carolina.
Conway, South Carolina, 2 o'clock, and the alumni group is meeting at what restaurant?
Kickback Jack's on Broad Street.
On West Broad
Street. I'll probably make an appearance there, so come join us.
Go Hoos.
All right, let's do it. Who's Talking? Season 16 with your hosts Frank Maloney and Jim Hobgood on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas has styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.